This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:45, quarter till 7. You know, President Trump, a lot of people get their hair on fire over stuff that he says, and I'm convinced that he says stuff just to get a reaction out of people, or he just speaks off the top of his head and it really means nothing. Sometimes presidents, years ago somebody asked me about Barack Obama, why he was so measured at a press conference. I said that's because, well, whatever a president says matters, his words matter. But I think with President Trump, he speaks so freely, I don't know if it's the same, if they carry the same weight anymore. And yesterday he told Kristen Welker, I think, with Meet the Press, that he didn't know if he had to obey the Constitution or follow the Constitution. I think that's something that he just, stuff like that, I know people get worried about it, but I think he just either doesn't understand the magnitude of the question or is tugging the chain of some people to see how they react. He also had this to say when she asked him about the economy and tariffs and recession and so forth. Obviously, everything's not okay, and I think he just sometimes says some stuff to say stuff. Tarak Hassan joins us, professor of economics at Boston University, to talk about trade deficits, tariffs, all that stuff. How you doing, professor?
Hi, good morning, Tommy.
Last time you were on with us, you kind of predicted something that was going to happen that day, and it had to do with currency and how it's not just all about the tariffs, but there's a lot more to this than I tariff you, and then it costs the manufacturers so much that they start producing these products in America, correct?
Yes, correct.
Explain a little bit more about that, please, if you would, and where that could fit into all of this economic puzzle with recession or stock market growth, et cetera, because the economy is comprised of a lot of different things.
Yeah, that's right. And it looks like we're already heading for a recession, so things are not looking all that great. I guess the first thing I'd say is that the tariffs are not really designed to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. And the reason is simple. We're all sitting here waiting for them to go away. Mm-hmm. So essentially, it now looks increasingly like the administration is looking for an off-ramp. If I'm going to move a manufacturing plant to the United States, then I need to know that, you know, the incentives for me to do so have to be in place for, you know, decades. And we're all sitting here waiting for the tariffs to go away, maybe next week. So that's why manufacturers are certainly not moving production back to the U.S. The other thing that I was worried about a couple of weeks ago and that I'm still worried about is the role of the dollar and sort of the damage that all of this policy is doing to our ability to finance our very large budget deficit.
You need to explain that a little more, and in layman's terms, if you can, Professor, because we're not all professors of economics at Boston University, but you understand what I'm saying, if you can, how that factors into this, because it is a key part, and I think a lot of...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
People skip over that.
Yeah, so I think maybe the most important thing to know about our trade deficit is that it arises not from unfairness, but it arises from the fact that Americans in general, and in particular the federal government, is spending a lot more than it's taking in. So if you look at the size of the federal budget deficit and you look at the size of the trade deficit, they're, you know, very comparable. And basically what that means is that the federal government is borrowing money from foreigners so that we have to pay less taxes today. And when you... I don't know what a delicate way of saying this is. When you kick the foreigners, you're kicking them in their private parts with these tariffs. They might not be willing to continue financing our budget deficit, and that will raise interest rates. And when it raises interest rates, the federal budget deficit doesn't look as sustainable as it once was. And also the cost of borrowing for everyone will go up. And that's something that often in other countries happens very quickly. It's not one of these things that, you know, sometimes economic changes take a long time. So right now we're going to be waiting for a couple of months about, like, for prices to go up. That's something that happens slowly. Interest rates typically change with a bang. And that's really the thing that we were most worried about. When it looks like the government is behaving in a very irresponsible way, foreigners can just turn off the tap.
Basically. Who That's finances, that. Who are we borrowing money from to avoid paying more taxes to service the debt that we have as a country?
Yeah, it's a little hard to say. So it's basically lots of people abroad. People often say it's China, but that's not actually really true. It's mainly foreign banks who like holding U.S. treasuries to conduct their daily business. Mm-hmm. So think about it this way. The dollar is not just our currency. It's also the currency used by lots and lots of people abroad. And what that basically enables us to do is to print T-bills, print government bonds, and print currency, literal currency, like $1 trillion of cash are circulating outside of the U.S., and they're used to basically settle payments between people in very far away places. So it's foreign banks and just foreign individuals who like using the dollar in their daily business. Now, if it looks like the dollar is a less stable currency, they're going to stop doing that. And that's basically, we're giving up an opportunity that we've gotten very used to, which is effectively what we're doing is we're printing pieces of paper. We're giving them to people abroad. They're giving us goods in return. And to an increasing degree.
Wait, let me pick it up there. We come back. And we'll make it about Fred and Charlie. How about that? If we can do that, and maybe we'll understand it a little bit better about printing pieces of paper in exchange for goods, and then tie that into how that works with tariffs. Every tariff that has been collected so far, all of that money has gone to the U.S. Treasury. Is that accurate?
That's right. Okay. But that's not going to be. It's just a tax. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So for people that think that China's being punished or whomever, every tariff that has been collected, that has been paid by people in America, has gone to the U.S. Treasury, correct?
That's right. Okay. Yeah, the importer, the person who's importing a good into the U.S. pays the tariff, and that goes to the U.S. Treasury. That's right.
Just wanted to clear that up. 6:52 more. We come back 8 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. 6:58, I'm in a hurry to get back to Tarak Hassan, professor of economics at Boston University. Professor, you're going to have to come back in the 9 o'clock hour central one day so we can just do this World Finance Econ 101, an introduction, if you will. I'm going to call an audible, forget the question I asked you. Somebody texted in. We all presume that the economy in China is rolling along and they have no problems. Tell me, if you will, what's the situation with the economy in China, and have the threat of, or have these tariffs affected the Chinese economy at all?
I think they're beginning to affect the economy in China. The Chinese have been through a lot in the last couple of years, so I'm not sure if that ranks like among their top concerns, but it's certainly, I do think the Chinese are worried. Maybe not as worried as U.S. businesses. The big difference is that as Americans, we've just picked a fight with the entire world. So we're 20% of GDP. The rest of the world is 80% of GDP. We've picked a tariff fight with everyone at once. The Chinese only have a tariff fight with us. So that's the big difference.
All right. I appreciate your time, Professor. I hope we talk to you again soon and spend a lot of time on this and go into detail and take listeners' questions, because it is very, very complicated stuff. We'll take a break. We come back. May is World Cancer Research Month. We're going to talk with Dr. Lucio Millet about where treatment stands now. He's with LSU. And then we're going to help you take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us like, it just gave us a feeling.
a three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.